Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from point to point and try to get to the point. Today's point is now the best time to be playing Bloodborne? Okay. Some setup for this one, I guess. I've been in deep in the video essay mines, and I've been plundering the backlog of some of my favorite ones. And I recently watched the H Bomber Guy video on why Bloodborne is amazing. And it's kind of dovetailing perfectly with the high I'm riding from defeating two more of the Night Lords last night in Elden Ring Night Rain. We kind of absolutely destroyed that big dragon and Augur, which was good. The dragon has been a pain in the ass for the last probably 2 weeks, and we finally got that guy. Augur one-shot that motherfucker, had a great day, and called it a night. But the movement in that game, and kind of as an Iron Eye player, getting to the point where you just, you know, even as a guy with a bow, you just gotta get in that ass no matter what, has very much kind of mixed with how I'm feeling, or how that that video on Bloodborne was, where, you know, the entire point of that is, you know, just getting in there and doing what you can, and then, you know, letting the game guide you to be as aggressive as you can be, instead of kind of turtling up. And the combat style in Night Rain is very much that. Like, you are, no matter whether you are like a caster or a big sword guy, it kind of just behooves you to just get in there and do what you can as fast as you can. And I've been enjoying that playstyle. Just the freneticness of Night Rain has like really clicked with me. And now that the video, the H Bomber Guy video about, you know, Bloodborne and why it's so good, and why, you know, all of the mechanics lead you to being a more aggressive player who's like taking bigger risks and learning from those risks and not turtling up and kind of backing away, which is how I played, that's how I played Elden Ring. You know, I played Elden Ring as a caster, and so I would just kind of bob and weave in the distance and snipe most things from afar. The only time I ever held a sword was against Renala, because she has super high magic resistance, and there's just no doing it there. So it's been kind of fun to like see this style change. And the other thing I've kind of been thinking about is, you know, with Dusk Bloods and probably Elden Ring 2 and, you know, whatever else From is doing, we are now 10 plus years. I'm not sure when Bloodborne actually came out, but we are at least a decade away from when that game released, I think. And now I just don't know if it's ever going to come out anywhere. Like, it seems like getting a PC version of Bloodborne is probably not going to happen. If it does, it kind of feels silly that it hasn't happened already. So, you know, I don't know when I will get the chance to do that. And I've been thinking about rolling out the good old PlayStation 4 for a bit now for a video project I was going to do. I really just want to play through all of The Order 1886, just to finally force myself to do it. It's been on my backlog to do as a video project for, like, basically since we started 70% complete, and I just have not found the time to do it. So I really want to do that. And then it got me thinking, like, do I want to do Bloodborne? Do I want to do Lies of P? And, you know, I already have the ability to play Bloodborne, and I suspect that's going to be cheaper than Lies of P Overture. Am I going to have more fun? We'll see. But it's kind of reached this point where I've lost all hope that it's going to come out on a different platform, especially since, you know, the like populace has not fully transitioned to the PlayStation 5 yet. And then, you know, back to my conversation the other day about Nintendo and Line Go Up, like, you know, am I going to pay $500 plus another $80 to play Bloodborne in 60 frames when I, you know, my first Souls-like is, or my first Souls game is Elden Ring, which is, you know, built on the backs of all of those games. Is that a risk I'm willing to take? You know, as much as I love cosmic horror, is this going to be the one that does it for me? I don't know. So I'm thinking about it, and it's kind of got me thinking, like, well, is there, besides the time it came out, is there a better time to play Bloodborne than right now? And I don't think that there is. Like, until there is a new version of that game, you know, if there is a new version of that game, the PlayStation version that is out currently on the PS4, I think is just, like, that's the only way to play it, obviously. But, like, at this point, I don't know if it's worth waiting any longer. Because, you know, they've moved on. They're doing other stuff now. From has moved on. They are, instead of making Bloodborne 2, they're making legally distinct Bloodborne 2 with friends. So, you know, maybe it is time to get my cosmic horror on. And it just kind of has made me think that, like, I know that there are ways, perhaps, to play that on PC, and I don't know if I would kind of investigate that at all. I don't know how much what you get out of it is going to be worth it to me. So, I mean, I guess maybe I'll explore it a little bit. But I guess, like, the big decision here is Bloodborne or Lies of P. Because from everything that I've heard, Lies of P is just a Bloodborne. But the thing about Bloodborne is I like the steampunky cosmic horror angle on it, and maybe Lies of P doesn't have that. I'm also, you know, the other, like, media habits involved in this as well. Like, I'm probably a third, if not halfway through the run on Friends of the Table in Songfiel, which is also just Bloodborne, and I just fucking love that. Like, there's so much about stuff around Bloodborne, like this cosmic or gothic horror, like, steampunk setting that I really, really like, and I'm really looking to get into that, because it's also part of this larger thing that I'll probably spend a full episode talking about at some point. But I'm still in this weird mode where I'm kind of pivoting to horror, and I'm, like, trying to figure out what my taste is, like, trying to see what type of horror I can get into, like, where a lot of stuff that I enjoy intersects with horror. Like, I don't know why. Like, I'm not quite sure what this pivot to horror is, or, like, why it's jumping out at me right now. But there's just something about this entire genre. I mean, it's similar to how I feel about Metroidvanias, I guess, at this point. But this entire genre, or, like, aesthetic of games that I just simply don't engage with. And it is a decision that I made, you know, when I was a scaredy cat 10-year-old, where, like, I have seen, you know, a cousin of mine play Fatal Frame, and I've decided that that's not for me. And that has, like, ramifications of, you know, besides Resident Evil 5, I have not played a Resident Evil game, right? And, like, those aren't even that scary. Like, those are just pulpy jump scare games. Like, I've played Dead Space a little bit. I think I played 2 and 3, maybe 1, 2, and 3. I can't remember. I reviewed 3 when it came out. But I just have avoided it for the most part, because it's just not something that I was interested in when I started playing games, and that's kind of just, like, translated to that. But as my taste has developed, and, like, I've changed the games that I play and how I feel about them, it's turned into this thing where it's like, well, I mean, I like a lot of things about these games. Like, I don't mind some spooks here and there. I'm not necessarily gonna jump right into, like, Scorn, because that's not my favorite flavor of spooky horror vibes. Like, the Giger stuff is nice, but no thank you. But I think that it's more just stuff like that, where I'm just not quite sure what I like, so I gotta sample it around. That's why I play Dead Take, you know? Like, that is kind of the lowest barrier for me of like, oh, this is like a spooky puzzle game. I like puzzle games, and there's no, like, monster chasing me? Okay, fine. Because I played 10 minutes of Amnesia and got murdered by a monster and said, no, thank you. So, I think this is, like, also part of that. Like, Bloodborne is now, like, a spooky version of a type of game that I like with a type of gameplay mechanics that I'm, like, slowly building. I mean, I don't know if... I don't know if I would say I'm building enjoyment with the Night Rain or with Elden Ring proper mechanics, but even with Blasphemous, the like more, you know, deliberate or like smart stuff, I'm like feeling a little bit better about. So yeah, we'll see. I'm curious about what this is gonna look like, because I do really want to play it. Like, it feels like it's another one of my missed things that I should just go back and play this game. And now is the perfect time to play Bloodborne, both for, like, you know, personal reasons. Like, I think that I'm in a place where I am finally able to enjoy one of these games in a way that, you know, I got through Elden Ring, but I didn't, like, I don't know. I really liked Elden Ring, but I obviously have not gone back to play Shadow of the Erdtree because I know that it is also a commitment, which is a thing that, you know, makes it hard to go back to a game like that. Like, trying to remember how my build works and, like, you know, doing all of that and getting ready to just get my ass handed to me by Mesmer, you know? Like, that's... banging my head up against a boss is not how I want to spend my time. So I'm curious if the play style in something like a Bloodborne is maybe more conducive to working my way through it. I know that Bloodborne doesn't quite have the same pathway to power leveling that I had in Elden Ring, where I was just able to mostly out-level everything by shooting that goddamn bird. But we'll see. I'm curious. And, you know, that's kind of the toss-up with Liza P. Like, if I assume that Bloodborne as a PlayStation exclusive is still probably $60 or some nonsense. So it's really just a race to the bottom on which one, Liza P or Bloodborne, hits the lower price. And also, Liza P has the difficulty settings in its favor. So, well, we'll see. I'm hopeful that it will be a good time, and that I'll be able to finally get in there and see what's up with the Bloodstarved Beast or Father Gascoigne. We'll see. This has been a long episode about my pivot to horror and also why right now is the best time to play Bloodborne. So if you have recently gone back to Bloodborne, or if Bloodborne was your first Souls-like, I'm curious what your experience was like, because all I hear from the sickos is that it's one of the best, if not their favorite of the From games. But also, I know things about how kind of difficult it is. So I'm curious what you think, if this is kind of your first foray into one of these games, or if you've revisited recently, how it holds up, and if you had a fun time with it, or how much grinding or banging your head up against stuff you had. Because, you know, I don't want to spend a ton of time just, you know, spending an evening defeating the chapel demon or whatever is a... not how I would like to spend my time. And I remember watching Jan from Giant Bomb kind of go back and forth on that one for a long time. So yeah, I'm curious. Let me know what your experience has been like. I'm gonna get on this train and start this day. So have a good rest of your day. If you're at the afternoon, have a good morning. If you, like me, you are beginning the work day right now. And, you know, otherwise, have fun. Have a good day. See ya.